Welcome to another message from the teaching team at Elevation Church Australia. For more information about our church, service times and locations, visit elevationchurch.com.au.
Hey, great being with you all this morning, and what a great opportunity. Youth, looks like you had a great time. Fantastic. Brilliant. Love it. Youth camps, life's changed. Isn't that great? Hey, that your finance isn't just about giving money, it's about seeing lives changed. How powerful that we can give money and we can give of our lives that we've done, and God just uses that and people's actual eternities are changed. You're sowing into that. So well done, church. So proud of you for just doing all that you do and getting behind youth ministry and doing that. There's great vibrancy about your church, which is wonderful. It's been a long time. And hi, if I've never met you before, great to see you. It's nice to see so many faces that I do know, and great. I think I told you last. I was here last year, this time last year, and just reminiscing about how I was here at the very first meeting of this church, first few meetings of your church, actually, when we planted this church back in the 90s. So I've been around a while, but it's great to be here with you today. I'd like to pray for a couple of people. Is that okay before we start? We were singing a song earlier, and you have to help me with the lyrics here again, Jackson. It was the one where it says about lifting a burden, like, he lifts our burden. Song two, it was something about taking our burdens off. Anyway, as you were singing that, I felt like the Holy Spirit said to me, there's somebody here that you had a burden you were lifting up and you did something. You put something out when you were tried to lift something too heavy. You were lifting something too heavy and you went, oh, what have I done? And you've caused some pain. Who's that person here? That's you? Come on down. Come on down. We'd like to pray for you. I'd also like to pray for the person this morning, please. The picture that God gave me this morning, when I was thinking about this, was I saw like a band around your chest. Somebody, you feel like your chest is being squeezed in and you're finding it hard sometimes to breathe and stuff, but it feels like a band around your chest. Who's that person quickly? That person, you're struggling with that. I feel like there's band around your chest this morning. That's you. Would you like to come down? I'd like to pray for you. I believe God wants to heal you as well. I'd also like to pray for the person this morning here that sciatica is your issue and you're getting that shooting pain down through your leg. I feel like God wants to just take that off. Who's that person struggling with sciatica? You know, that's that nerve pain that goes here, right down through your leg. Is that you? Would you come, please? I'd like to pray with you this morning. That'd be great. I'd also like to pray for the person this morning that you've just discovered that this is what I feel like. You're looking at a page and it's like, hang on, it's like your eyes are playing up. It's like, what's going on here? And you haven't said anything to anyone yet. You're just like, and you've just been sort of coping at the moment, but I feel like it's like, and I feel like God wants to touch that. Who's that person at the moment? Your eyes, just like I saw you looking at a page, this picture of a page, and you're like, what's going on? And you've actually had that thought, what's going on with my eyes? Where's that person here this morning? I believe you're here right now and you've got something going on with your eyes there that you wanted. You can take it or no, I'm going to keep praying for these ones. Anybody else? All right, take it. No. All right, one more person I'd like to pray for this morning is that I'd like to pray for the person and this is the picture I get is I'm just looking over the people's bodies. Actually, two more because I've got to want to pray for that one. I see this at the bottom of your foot. I'm seeing right underneath your foot. You've got an issue right in the very underneath of your foot and it's like it's there's a pain and irritation right there and it's just it's causing you and I see you struggling with your walking sometimes. It's like you got to walk. I see you choosing which shoes to wear because they're more comfortable than the others because it's right underneath your foot. Why don't you come on down? I'm going to pray for you, and I'd also like to pray for this person here this morning you've been struggling in your emotions and your thoughts just recently, and it's been like a thing. And this is what I feel like. It's like you've never wanted to say it, and this could be a bit challenging here this morning, but I'd encourage you to do this because God, I believe, is healing people. There's a presence of God. We've been praying, Holy Ghost, we want freedom in this place. So we're just going to minister freedom in a moment. Is that okay? But so you might feel a bit, am I allowed to say this? Absolutely you can. We love you and we just want to see you whole. There's no difference here, but in your mental health. You've even thought, you know, and this has not been an issue for in your past, but you've been wondering, is this a thing? Because you've been finding it hard with your emotions. You've been feeling a whole bunch of sadness recently, I feel like, and you've been struggling with that. Just like, where is this coming from? And it's not, you think, this is not me. this is not me. It's something that's not me. And I feel like God just wants to just help you with that as well today. Who's that person? Just quickly slip out. I believe you're here right now. And this is going to take you boldness. That's it. Come on down. I actually believe there's somebody else. Thank you. But I believe there's someone. You're sitting down this way. Come on down. Come on. That's you. You know that's you. And again, it's up to you whether you come or not. But I really feel like God just wants to just lift that off you. Yeah, come on. Come on. I still reckon there's one more because I reckon I feel like you're down the back. I feel like you're sitting down the back right now. You're back down there somewhere. And I feel like God really wants to just lift this thing off you. And there's no stigma about it. It's just no different to just pain in your body. It's just a different sort of pain. And it's an emotional pain. But I feel God can heal that just as easily. Come on down. That's the way. That's it, Neil. Now, church, we're going to pray. It's not just me. It's not a show, all right? It's not like, oh, what's Kit going to do? No. We're all going to pray together now. Is that okay? So I'd love you just to join your faith with me. We're going to believe for gifts of healing just to be released. The Bible says a prayer of faith will heal the sick. So I'd like you to agree with me in faith. God will heal the sick. The prayer of faith will heal the sick, the Bible says. So I want you to join with me right now. Lord God, we thank you, Holy Spirit, that part of the gifts are that there's gifts of healing. Gifts of healing, Lord God, as part of what you do, Holy Ghost. And so right now, we just thank you for those gifts of healing right now. And now, be healed in Jesus' name. We lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Be whole and be well. Right through your back, right now, in Jesus' name, be whole. Now, be whole and be well. Power of God heals you. The power of God heals you today. The power of God heals you today. In Jesus' name, be healed. Supernatural power set you free. Right now, we agree together for that power of God in Jesus' name. The power of God heals you. The power of God heals you today. The supernatural power of God heals you in Jesus' name. Right now, supernatural power of God. We just thank you, God, for that supernatural power that just heals right now. We can't do it, but you do it by your power. God, I couldn't heal a fly, but you could. And you do right now. You've healed me before. You've healed so many people in this room. Now let that supernatural power heal. Heal my sister right now in Jesus' name. Heal her right now. That's it. Just receive it. All you got to do at the front is just receive. You can't do anything. You can't make anything happen. You just got to go, okay, I'll take it. Whatever's coming, I'll take. Just receive right now in Jesus' name. Be healed in your foot. Be healed in your foot right now. Be healed right now. Foot be well. Come whole. Pain go. Discomfort go now in Jesus' name. We just receive that healing right now. We receive that healing right now. Just receive that healing into your heart and into your emotions right now in Jesus' name. Just lifting that off. God, you're doing something deep in their heart and their soul, even right now, right now. God, right now, we just thank you for your healing. God, Emmanuel, God, just your healing. Just deepen his emotions. God, we can't do it. We can't fix it, but you can. God, we just receive that healing, that freedom right now. Let life and wholeness just come. Your emotions into your mind, into your bodies right now today in Jesus' name. Just receive that. All you got to do when I say receive is just like, okay, if I was giving you something and all you got to do is put your hand out and take it, that's all you got to do. Just put your hand out as it were and take it. Take it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanks, everyone. You can be seated. Awesome. Lisa Jane, good to see you. I just felt like God put you on my heart this morning as well. I know I saw you in the thing, you and Jeremy, when we caught up this morning, just a quick hello. God's got something for you that's, I feel like a gift that's being unwrapped. And I feel like God's saying for you, Lisa Marie, that, Lisa Jane, I've got a friend, Lisa Marie. Lisa Jane. I feel like God's unwrapping, there's a gift that you've, it's like a Christmas, there's one, a present that's been hidden under the Christmas tree for a while. And it's almost like, oh, there it is. And it's like it's being there and it's unwrapping and it's a time. And I feel like there's going to be an unwrapping of something new in your life that you've gone, I didn't even know that was there. And it's going to be an opportunity for you to express and explore something that's a gift of God that's in you. And you've gone, that's, and you didn't even know. It's like when my wife goes shopping, I said, what are you looking for? She goes, I'll know when I see it. And it's like I'll know it when I see it. There's people nodding. I don't know. I don't get that. But there's people nodding. You get that, don't you? You're like, when I see it, I'll know it. And I feel like there's this gift that you've gone, well, of course, this is something that I've been wanting to do. And I didn't realize I wanted to do it until you saw it. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. So I just feel like God's just encouraging you to be open. Be open to the new possibilities. And don't think like, well, well, it was, why am, and people, and again, this is the thing I feel to encourage you, that when, if you have any voices come to you and go, why are you trying that? Like, that something seems so random, it's something there. But it's going to feel like it's the right thing to do at the right time. Be encouraged that God's with you in it, that when you have this thing that's there and you go, oh, I didn't even know I wanted to do that, but I now really want to get involved in that. Be encouraged by that, because God says, I put it in your heart and you'll know it when you see it. You'll know it when you see it, all righty? So so just be encouraged to unwrap the gifts when they come, because God's got those good things for you. God, I bless Lisa Jane, Lord God, just to know that, and to, God, just to embrace the new, to embrace the beautiful gifts that you have for her and the opportunities that you have for her, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Jeremy, I see God's putting strength into you. And God, I bless Jeremy with strength. And I just feel like a new strength's coming in your soul. That's what I get. Strength in your soul realm, where that you just, there's like a new boldness coming on you to be able to stand up and just make some, there's some bold decisions that need to be made. And I feel like God's putting you the ability just to make those decisions and go, you know, no, this is what we're doing, and to be confident with those decisions. And so, man, don't try and second guess yourself. Go with it. Go with your gut. Be bold in those decisions. Don't think, no, step out in boldness and know that God's with you in it, man. So God's blessing you, Jeremy, with boldness in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, let's give them the word of God. Is that okay? Thanks, team. Great work. Let's give them a hand, these guys up here. All right. Well, it's great to be here. I was here last year, but something's changed since I was here last. And have a look up here. My daughter got married last year. So she got married in December last year. That's my daughter Sophie and my new son-in-law Will. They got down at Apple River Wines. Beautiful down there. It's my daughter, my wife Leah over there. My son Isaac and my other son Josiah, or Joey, because I'm Skip and you got to have a Joey, right? True. That's why we called him Joey. That's exactly why we called him Joey, because I'm Skip, needed a Joey. So there's me, there's Joey, Will and Sophie, Isaac and my beautiful wife, Leah. And I got to be father of the bride and everything that goes with that. I gave myself to it. I had to actually fight for the right with my wife to actually do the wedding, because she was like, I want you to just be dad. I want you to, don't want you to get into do mode and that. It's just, I want you to embrace. And I promised her, I will enjoy the day. I'll give myself to the emotion of the day. I'll do it and I'll be dad. But I also want to do my daughter's wedding. Can I do it? And so, I did a really good job, just saying. All right. Not so much of the wedding, but of being present as well. That's what I'm saying, right? I cried at the right times. Did the right dad thing. No, it was beautiful. She did the reveal. I hadn't seen her in a dress. And so I got home and she goes, turn around, and I just start crying. And beautiful, my daughter in her wedding dress. It was gorgeous. But so much fun. And I love the wedding. Like, it was the middle of COVID lockdown, so we had to have so many people there. And then we had family in New South Wales that they had to quarantine for all that time, you know, that, which means they couldn't come and stuff like that. I wanted all my friends and family there, though, right? That's who I really wanted, was everybody. Because, like, at our wedding, my wife and I, we had, like, 500 people at our wedding. And that's not exaggeration. We literally had 500 people at our wedding. So we just invited everybody. We were like, come. We didn't know how to. We just, like, do it like that. And we just had rows and rows of food laid out. We just invited everyone, come. And it was up there. It was awesome. And so I wanted the same. I mean, I was meeting people at my wedding that I'd never met before. You know, that my father-in-law, Peter Campbell, some of you would know Peter, he was such a, out there, he just was friends with everybody and he wouldn't talk to everybody. So there's this lady who comes up to a wedding and goes, hi. And I'm like, hello, like, are you family? She goes, oh no, I'm your father-in-law's next door neighbor. He was out there gardening and said, my daughter's getting married. Do you want to come to my daughter's wedding? And they went, okay. And they turned up to our wedding. It's what happens. It was great, but I loved that. I loved having everybody at the wedding. It was fun. It was great. And what I love is that Jesus uses the analogy of a wedding feast for what it's going to be like at the end for us. So at the end of all things, when everything's summed up at the end, we're going to have a wedding feast where there's going to be joy. and there's going to be celebration, and there's going to be dancing and rejoicing and family and friends, and we're going to meet family and friends that we didn't know that we had, and we're going to be all together. It's going to be like a reunion, and it's going to be amazing. And there's going to be no restrictions. There's going to be no COVID restrictions, you know what I mean? And no budget. It's all covered. Right, he's got it, and there's no nighttime restrictions like, oh, you got to stop by 11 o'clock because of the neighbours. There's not going to be any of that, right? Because there's no day or night, or it's going to be amazing. And so I want us today to look at the end of all things. We're going to go to the end of the book of Revelation, all right? So we're going to go to the end of the Bible. We're going to go to the end of all things. So just to give some context, you know, book of Revelation, the arc of that, obviously there's a lot of destruction. There's a lot of decreation in Revelation where all the things that were put together, and whether you believe that's like literally going to happen and there's all these armies and stuff, or whether you feel like that's a metaphor, but, you know, it's the attitude, it's the spirit of the age that's going to happen, whatever. We could all agree this, though. Revelation shows that without God, people are open to the demonic, and the demonic just is awful. And that without God, we basically, left to ourselves, we corrupt and destroy everything, all right? But it doesn't end there. What I love about Revelation is that it's not all about all the bad things that happen. It finishes with hope. It finishes with the story of what it's going to look like. And like, we go through this, but here's the good news. It's like a good movie at the end where the good guys win, right? Like, you know, I hate those movies where it goes there and it's all left like, oh. Like, you know, I want to see a movie where the good guys win. I like adventure movies where at the end it's like, yes, it all wraps up and it's everyone smiling and hugging and it's like, yes, we've done it. You know, it's like, take it. He gets his daughter back and they're reunited. Yes, it's all good, you know. And so here we go. Revelation 21, second last chapter of the Bible. Verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared. Oh my gosh, so good. Get rid of all the old. And the sea was also gone. And I saw this holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a bride. We'll come back to that word, bride. Beautifully dressed for a husband. And I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, look, God is home now among his people. Awesome. And he will live with them and they will be his people and God himself will be with them and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There'll be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying and no more pain. Awesome. All these things are gone forever. That was a loud voice from the throne. I was just doing that. It said loud voice from the throne. I'm giving you a loud voice from the throne, all right? Just bringing the Bible to life. Just doing what the Bible says. And the one sitting on the throne, God himself said, look, I am making everything new. Wow. It's another picture of the same event. Jesus used an analogy of a wedding feast. This is another one. There's new heaven, new earth coming down where there's no more death and sorrow. It's a place of rejoicing, of joy, where it's like at the wedding feast where we're at, no one's thinking about the sorrow. Everyone's just enjoying this new couple, this new life together, meeting family that you've never met before. Now we're related, Lord, because they're married. Now you're my family. And we're all just in there together and rejoicing. And the Bible says, this is what heaven's going to be like. And if you want a picture of heaven, it's like, think of the best time you've ever had in your entire life and then just like multiply it by a gazillion. Because sometimes I think we think heaven's boring, but it's only because we've got really poor imaginations. Not because it is. Heaven is not boring. It is ultimate. It is ultimate. It's like, think of the best experience you've ever had. Rubbish. Rubbish compared to heaven. Compared to what God's got for us. Now we see that there's this picture of heaven, and notice we are peddlers of hope, not despair. Revelation, if you're ever reading the book of Revelation, you must finish with the joy at the end. You've got, because that's how the book finishes. We don't want to finish the story. And here's a bad story about someone, but that's not the end of the story, right? We tell the end of the story that there's life and there's hope. And then we also see this picture of the bride. And the Bible says that we are the bride of Christ. The Bible says this, and Paul says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. For I am jealous for you with the jealousy of God himself. I promise you, he's talking to the church as a pure bride to one husband, to Christ. And so the Bible refers to us as the bride of Christ, okay? So we get that? You and I, we are the bride of Christ. Now let's go to the very last chapter of the Bible. The very last chapter, and we're going to go right down to almost the last verse. I'm going to go down to verse 17. This is the summary of all things. These are the last words. It's like if you had to sum up everything, if you had to finish everything that we've been saying, this is where we're going to land. It's like, what do you want to leave us with? What's the thing that you're leaving everything with? This is the last thing that we hear in the Bible. The whole Bible, the end of the whole story, where we're in heaven right now at the end of all things, what's God saying? And we hear in this the heart of God and the heart for us, his people. The Spirit and the bride. Who's the bride? Us? Yeah, we got that. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit and the bride say, come. Come. Let anyone who hears this say, come. Let anyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who desires drink freely from the water of life. You see, the last message, the summary of the heart of God, the summary of the role of the church, or where we sit at the end of all things, is a message of hospitality. It's a message of welcome. It's a message of freedom. It's a message of hope. We have one message. It's the message of invitation. Come. Come. You see, the Holy Spirit is saying come. The Spirit says come. He's already working on people's lives right now. His heart, his job is to go into all the world, and he's drawing people to Jesus. He's out there doing it right now. He's moving on hearts. He's got people right now that are going through life thinking about, why am I here? Is this all there is to life? There are people, if you were to draw just a 1 kilometer radius, just right where we are right now, all around us are people that the Holy Spirit's actually talking to right now. That they're having these thoughts and questions about life and what am I supposed to be doing with my life? And is this all there is? And is there something more to life than this? He's already doing that. And he's in us right now. And if we would still ourselves and listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, you'd hear him in his heart for people in your school. That's not just some random kid walking by, but no, Holy Spirit going, I love that person. In your workplace. And they're not just that annoying admin person out the back or that boss. Oh my gosh, so annoying. But if you listen to the voice of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit's going, I love them. I've got a plan for them. I want them in relationship with Jesus. And if we'd still ourselves, we could hear the voice of the Spirit. Because what is the Holy Spirit saying? He's saying, come. Come. That's his heart. But you know what the Bible says at the end? The Spirit and the bride. Bride, us. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Because it's not just God's job. We don't just pray and then leave it up to the Holy Spirit. It's like, oh God, would you draw them in? Yes, God, would you bring them in? Would you bring them in? And then just believe that somehow, you know, they will drive by and go, oh, look at that. I just feel like going to church right now. And that does happen. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. But can I say, in the number of people that come to church, it's about that much. Most people come because they were invited. Most people, 9 out of 10 people come because someone invited them. And see, we are the body of Jesus here on earth. Ephesians 1:23, Paul says, you, the church, are the body of Christ. We are Christ's body here on the earth. We are the embodiment of the Holy Spirit here on earth. We carry in us this message of invitation. Let's have a look how the Apostle Paul put it. He put it this way in the book of Romans. He says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How awesome is that promise? Every single person who says, I need God, God says, yep, you're in. Like, absolute 100% guaranteed. Like, that is brilliant. Like, you don't have to pass any tests. It's like, do you need God in your life? If you say, yes, I need Jesus, guess what? They shall be saved. 100%. That's what we're offering. 100%, right? But how can they call him to save them unless they believe in him? Makes sense. But how can they believe in him if they never heard about him? Right? Well, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know if that's ever been you. Have you had someone go, hey, have you got this latest thing? You know, like they've got these vouchers, these things going on. Like, I've been going to Macca's this whole time and I've got these vouchers and it's like, I didn't know that was on. I didn't know it was a thing. And don't you hate missing out? Like, that's what social media is for, to let us know stuff's going on. I hate missing out when there's free stuff going on, when there's events going on. I didn't know. How will we know, and how can they hear about it unless someone tells them? Well, somebody tell me. Somebody tell me. Like, you know, we don't want to miss out, and it's exactly the same with the gospel. Unless we tell them, how they're going to hear, and how will anyone know without go without them being sent? That's why the scriptures say, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring the good news. See, the bride says, come. Because there is this wonderful promise for people. There's this great wedding feast. There's this great time of joy and rejoicing and life and no tears and no pain and all sorrow put away and wholeness. But if people don't know about it, how can they be there? We're called to invite people to come. Next verse. But here's the thing, but not everyone welcomes the good news, right? For the Isaiah, the prophet said, Lord, who has believed our message? So here's the thing. It's not our job to make people say yes to the invite. Some people go, I don't want to go to that. Have you ever done that? You invite my friends. This is going to be awesome. This is going to be epic. Come along. And they've gone, no, don't want to. Rather watch Netflix. What? Well, they miss out. Some people won't say yes. But that's okay. It's not our job to make them say yes. Our job is to invite. Our job is to invite. Because faith comes from hearing, and hearing comes from the good news about Christ. So here's the thing. How many people will come? Well, statistically, 4 out of 10 people will come if you invite them. How do we know that? McCrindle Research in Australia, Australian Research, asked this question of people who weren't churchgoers. They asked this question, would you go to church if you were invited by a close friend or family member, someone you know? 4 out of 10 said yes, they would. 4 out of 10 people would come to Alpha, come to church, would come with you to something if you asked them. They aren't coming. Here's another statistic. 100% of people won't come if you don't invite them. 100%. There's the stats. Guaranteed. 100% won't come if you don't invite, but 40% will. 40% will come. And that's why we invite people to church and to Alpha, where they can hear the good news. There's an opportunity for their faith to hear about Jesus and find out. And here's the thing, we're not in this alone. It's not all up to us. It's the Spirit and the bride say come. It's the Holy Spirit not just doing it, but he's in us and working with us and working through us. The Bible says in Acts 1:8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere. At school, your neighborhood, at your workplace, and even when you go on holidays up the coast. Or Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the earth, but that doesn't really make sense, does it? It's what it's really talking to you about is wherever you go. The Holy Spirit wants to help you invite people. It's not you doing it by yourself. And what do witnesses do? He's called us to be witnesses. It doesn't say go into all the world and be theologians. It says go and be witnesses. What does a witness do? Oh, this is what I saw. What did you see? I just saw this is what I experienced. Well, why did it happen? I don't know why it happened. I just saw it. Our job is to go into all the world and just say to people, this is what I found. Yeah, well, why this? I don't know why that. Well, how come this?
I don't know. But this is what I found. It's my story. It's my experience. That's what witnesses do. They tell about what they've experienced. So let me give an example here. Now, I need us to work together on this. All right, so this isn't just like a preachy, everyone goes, I need you to work, because you'll see what I'm going to do in a moment. I want you to respond with me on this and show me here. Has anybody here ever been healed supernaturally, like you were prayed for and God did something in your body that was actually, oh my gosh, I just got healed? Has anyone ever? I just need to see, show of hands. Now, what? Hop nice and high. I need you to look around, everyone else. Okay. All right, there's a few hands over here. So people have been healed. Okay, here's another one. Has anybody here, you've been in a tight financial situation, like it was tight and you prayed and then like miraculously funds, it wasn't like you just worked hard and you saved up, but suddenly money or finance or debts were cancelled, something happened that just miraculously changed your financial situation around. Anyone like that? Now look around, look around, look. Holy bazookas in this church. Look at that. Okay. How about this one? How about you were in a place where you struggled with some addictions? Maybe it could have been addiction to anything, smokes or things, or maybe it's to video games or maybe an addiction or whatever, but you had an addiction, you were prayed for and you believed God and you trusted God, and now you no longer have that addiction. Anybody like that? Yeah? Look at that. Look around. There's people. I had addiction to swearing. I did. Oh, thank you. I was so bad. I was an awful swearer. I went to boarding school, man. It was an art form. It was an art form, swearing. I could just take you down. But you know how I got set free? Praying in tongues. Every time I do it, I go, "Ah, shakaripi bisundarabatai. Oh, faripi sipi framba rechimbahai." True. Within a week, I never swore again. Serious. And that was like my second language. Just saying. What about this one? How about a situation, and I feel to say this one again, that maybe you've come across someone, and this is you. I'm not saying come across, this is you. Where you've been healed of something like a mental health condition, like maybe depression or anxiety, or anything like that in mental health, and you had a struggle with that, then God, you know, through prayer, I think I'm saying the only way, but this is for today, you were prayed for and that thing's gone. That's left you. Have a look. Look around people. I had a friend, Pete, thank you, that I prayed for. Pete, been a schizophrenic since he was a teenager. Came to our church, and after church one day, I was just over lunch talking to Pete, finding Pete's story. And the voice was in his head since he was a teenager, in his 50s. I said, "Pete, can I pray for you?" I prayed for Pete. I saw him next week. Pete's face looked different. He was smiling. I said, "What's going on, Pete?" He says, "I haven't heard a voice for over a week." Wow. After nonstop, I've seen the power of God. Now, I say all that to say this. You've all just seen people that testified, "I've been healed. My finances have turned around." I've seen people healed of mental health issues that they'd been struggling with. Addictions. You can now be a witness. You're talking to someone, "I love you. Why don't you come to Alpha with me?" Alpha? Yeah, it's a conversation. It's where we talk about life, faith, and meaning from a Christian perspective. You know, we just talk about stuff. You can ask anything. "Well, why would I go to your church?" Because God just really touches people. I reckon you'll find stuff out. Yeah, like what? Are you one of those churches that reckons this? Yeah. Well, what about healing? Are you one of those ones? Yep. Well, have you ever been healed? Actually, in my church, a whole bunch of people have been healed. Really? Well, I don't know how it was. They just said that they prayed and God healed them. You, what about this? Well, I know about a whole bunch of people have been, their finances, addictions. You can be a witness. You don't have to know why. You don't have to know everybody's story. But you can be a witness today that people in your church have been set free from that by the power of God. So when you're talking to somebody, you can confidently say to them, if you come to my church, mate, I've seen God do some amazing things, and personally, I know a lot of people have been set free in these areas. See, the Holy Spirit at the end of the thing has, at the end of all things, has one message: come. Come. So when we say come, we're agreeing with the Holy Spirit. It's His words in our mouth. See, every time we pray the Lord's Prayer, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. We just talked about heaven. And what happens at the very end of heaven? The bride and the Spirit are still saying, come. Every time you invite someone to Alpha and invite someone to church, you are prophetically releasing exactly what God is doing in heaven. His heart, the heartbeat of God, is for people to come. Would we do that today? Would we say, God, would you use me? Let me, the bride, with the Spirit, say come. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you that you would, that you work with us and you help us to invite people into relationship with you. Lord, I thank you that, Lord, would you fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit? Would you fill us afresh, Lord God, with the Holy Ghost and with power to be a witness, God? Because you said that's what we have you for in our lives. The Holy Spirit is there to be a witness in our lives about you. So, Lord, fill us afresh. And, Lord, show us who to invite. God, we just still ourselves. And right now, can I just ask you guys just to think, just still yourself. Would you ask the Holy Spirit this question? He lives inside you. God, who could I invite? Who? Let him bring a picture, a name to you. Some of you might get like 10 names because you're like that sort of person. You're like, ah. But one or two, who could you invite to youth, to Alpha, to church? Say, come with me. And now ask the Holy Spirit, how? How would I do that, Lord? Do I text them? Do I just talk to them? Do I drop them a card? Do I DM them? What do I do? Do I put a thing on my Facebook, my Insta? Do I put a TikTok up? What do I do to invite people? Holy Spirit, help me. Show me what to do. Lord God, I just pray for each one of us here today that we would be people who know and live out what it means to say come. The Spirit and the Bride together, inviting people to know more about you. And while our heads are bowed and eyes closed, it would be remiss of me not to extend the invitation to you today. If you've never RSVP'd to God's invitation to that wedding at the end of the age, many of us in this room have. I'd say most of us probably have said yes to God. We've said, yep, God, I'm in with you. But maybe there's someone here today, you've never RSVP'd. You never said yes to God. But today you'd like to. Well, our heads are bowed and eyes closed. I'm just going to ask this one question. If you want to say yes to Jesus and you've never have today, but you'd like to, just say yeah. Would you just lift your hand so I can see and pray for you today in this place? Is there anyone like that? Just quickly shoot your hand up in the air and say, I want to say yes to Jesus. I want to RSVP to his invite to that big party at the end of the age to be with him, to be celebrating together. And your buddy. That's it. Thanks, man. Anyone else join these two today? Saying yes to God. That's okay. It's all you got to do. It's what it means to say yes to God. Can we pray for them? And we're going to do, we're going to pray together, everyone. For those two, you guys who lifted your hands, I want you to pray this prayer and make it yours, but we're all going to say it together. Can we pray this? Lord Jesus, I say yes to you today. Thank you for your invitation to know you. I give you all of me, all my past, all that I am, and all my future. Come into my heart and make me yours forever. Amen.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast. We believe this message will inspire you into greater intimacy with Jesus, relationship with others, and influence in your world. If you would like to know more about us, you can visit us online at www.elevationchurch.com.au or alternatively, pop into our Redlands location.